Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that new orders for long-lasting manufactured goods rose unexpectedly in September by 0.8%, led by surging demand for defense goods and transportation equipment. The jump in orders for durable goods, items intended to last 3 years or more, followed a 5.5% drop in August, previously reported as a 4.8% decline. Wall Street economists had forecast a 1.2% decline in September orders. The Federal Reserve is widely expected later today to cut its benchmark interest rate by 0.5% to combat a still darkening economic outlook. Such a move would harken back to 2003, the last time the Fed pushed rates that low, when the Fed worried that a weak economy could lead to deflation. Kraft Foods Incorporated today says that its third quarter profit more than doubled because of a one-time gain from the $2.6 billion sale of its Post cereals business. On an ongoing basis, Kraft's profit fell by 6%. Including the proceeds from the Post sale, Kraft earned $1.4 billion or 93 cents per share. The Post cereals sale added 57 cents to per share profit. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading at 9,005. It's off 56 points. The NASDAQ at 1630 is down 19. The S&P 500 is at 930, and it's down almost 10 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Cold weather covering the central and eastern portions of the United States this morning. So once again, freezing temperatures occurred across the northern plains, most of the Midwest Corn Belt, the northern half of the Great Plains Hard Red Winter Wheat Belt, and the freezing weather got down into the Delta and Southeast. Many low temperatures this morning in the 28 to 31 degree range across Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, the Delta area of Louisiana. A couple of locations only dropped to 33 or 34, which meant maybe just frost for those locations, but some places had a hard freeze. Tallahassee, Florida, down to 29 this morning, so it got cold that far south. 32 in Gainesville, Florida, for a low, and the middle 30s got down to interior parts of Florida, down toward Ocala. So basically all of the corn and bean areas have now had a frost or freeze, but for the season, crops are generally mature in those areas, so it shouldn't be a big deal. In the Midwest Corn Belt, we do have dry weather working in, and it's going to be with us for several days. So rapid field work progress should resume here after some rain this past weekend. So it looks like good weather for getting out in the fields. And that will be the case through at least Saturday in the northwestern Midwest, and for the rest of the western Midwest through at least Sunday, through the central Midwest through at least Monday, if not Tuesday, and the eastern Midwest at least Tuesday, if not Wednesday. So a long stretch of dry weather here. And there are a lot of fields still not yet harvested. And now that the freeze has come, the growing season is over, so there's going to be no more maturing of the crop. So it's just a case of dry down and getting the crops out of the field. And I think a lot of work will be done here over the next several days. There will be some showers working into the Midwest next week. And while we're not expecting any well-organized big storms, there could be some slowdowns in field work in the western Midwest early next week, central Midwest starting around Tuesday night or Wednesday in the eastern Midwest, Wednesday and beyond. Beyond that, the weather forecast is not certain. We don't see, though, any unusual spells of hot or cold or wet or dry. But compared to the dry weather we're expecting through early next week, we can't guarantee that same level of dryness after that. So it does look like there will at least be some showers. By the way, high temperatures after today will mostly be in the 50s and 60s across the Corn Belt with a few 70s in the south. So temperatures favorable for getting back into the fields as well. Back to the Delta and Southeast, again a freeze, but the crops should be beyond the damage point, and it looks like dry weather for field work will be continuing for the upcoming week. There might be some precipitation in the Delta and Southeast later next week, but a long stretch of dry weather expected there. In the hard red winter wheat belt, dry weather as well. So for late planting, that's good. Most of the crop is in the ground, and as temperatures get colder, the crop needs to be in the ground. There may be a few showers in northern parts of that belt early next week. Turning to the southern hemisphere, in Argentina, some scattered showers are expected over the next week. Over the last couple of days, rain has fallen primarily over Buenos Aires, and an inch of rain fell in parts of central Buenos Aires with lighter amounts elsewhere in that province, and some scattered showers as well in northwestern Cordoba and southern Santa Fe province over the last 24 hours. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected during the next week to 10 days, but we're not expecting any well-organized, heavy rain-producing systems to go through. So there are some pockets in Argentina that are dry, and those dry areas may expand a little, but overall no big problems. In Brazil, it remains hot in northern and central production areas. Yesterday, temperatures got into the upper 90s and lower 100s, especially over Mato Grosso do Sul in northern Paraná and central Minas Gerais on northward. Now, some showers have been occurring, some heavy rain in southern parts of Brazil. So in Rio Grande do Sul, it's a little too wet, and it looks like some heavy rain is possible in some of those areas again today and again around Thursday. So overall, some 2 to 4 inch rainfall amounts possible for southern sections of Brazil. Meanwhile, it's very dry to the northeast, especially across Bahia, northern Minas Gerais, and northeastern Goiás. So there's some problems with dryness northeast, some problems with wetness to the south, but overall, things are not looking too bad. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has offered farmers and ranchers a strategic consulting approach to manage both marketing opportunities and risks utilizing the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Taking a look at the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 566, up 12 and 3 quarters. Last trade up 10 and 3 quarters. March 580, up 8 and 3 quarters. Last trade up 8 and 3 quarters. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 527 and 3 quarters, up 13 and 3 quarters. Last trade up 11. July, 575, up 14 and a half. Last trade up 14 and a half. December corn opened at $4.50, up 9 and 3 quarters. Last trade up 8 and 3 quarters. The March contract, 417 and 3 quarters, up 8 and a half. Last trade up 8 and 3 quarters. July, 438 and 3 quarters, up 8. Last trade up 8 and a quarter. November beans opened at 896, up 17 and a quarter. Last trade up 28 and 3 quarters. July, 937, up 18 and a half. Last trade up 27. December soybean meal opened at 271.80, up $5. Last trade up 740. December soybean oil opened at 3271, up 83. Last trade up 112. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning to you, Steve.
Morning, Dave.
U.S. dollar down today. Equities essentially flat. Oil prices have rallied to more than $4 higher today. You ready to go out on a limb and project that by the end of the week we'll have a corn price higher than last week's high at 485?
Probably not. In these volatile markets, the choppiness we're seeing, I'm not that brave. I do think we are trying to forge a bottom down here and keep looking for it. Of course, yesterday was an extremely wild day in the soybeans as an example, and I guess you got to give corn a lot of credit for showing the strength that it had in the adversity of everything else.
Does that knee-jerk reaction that we saw in the soybeans yesterday on numbers that were not verified by the USDA reports mean that spike high is going to become resistance?
Definitely. We are looking on the January now because November's about to go off the board. 950 was a reversal yesterday. We traded a little above that. That'll obviously be our resistance. Anything under a close under 850 on the January, we would probably be looking at another dollar break. Right now we're looking, and we need to overcome the 915 to 925 resistance. And we closed at 917.5 last night. So that's where the overnight session stopped. So we're right into resistance there. So it'll be interesting to see if we can overcome that and get back up and close above that 950.
The Fed expected to cut its prime lending rate by 0.5 percentage point today. I suppose that is a reason why we're lower with the U.S. dollar index this morning. We actually gapped lower. But that's an interesting formation. Off that gap, we have a double top. Do you think that might hold?
It's very possible. I think I don't think any of this reduction today is certainly not unexpected. Anything less than a half would probably be bearish. So we'll just have to wait and see what they come out with this afternoon about what time, that 1:15, something like that.
And your calls in today?
The last calls we saw were corn up 5 to 9, beans up 20 to 25, wheat up 8 to 20, and they're all going to be look at the outside markets, probably determine direction again today.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.